The question was asked, may one use soap on Yom Kippur? And the answer is yes. If one's hands are dirty, if one went to the bathroom and one is concerned that one got one's hands dirty and one can get sick, as you mentioned, so then one could use soap. It's recommended to minimize the area that gets dirty and minimize the area you're going to use soap. The prohibition on Yom Kippur is to anoint oneself, to take lotions, to put on creams. The prohibition isn't to cleanse oneself. If one is dirty, one can cleanse oneself. You minimize the amount which you're going to apply as to what has become dirtied. But I changed my daughter's diapers on Yom Kippur. Of course I cleaned my hands. So I can't wash my hands with soap. Fine. So I'm just saying, but you try to minimize the amount that gets dirty and minimize the amount you're going to clean. Because as it says in Shulchan Aruch, the cleaning, and in the Gemara, cleaning oneself from dirt is permitted on Yom Kippur. What's prohibited is rinsing oneself for pleasure. Just as we wash our hands before prayer in the morning, we wake up in the morning and we're going to clean off our hands. So in their days, that was cleaning. And in our days, if a person goes to the restroom and his hands aren't clean, so then they could use soap. Just remember that we're always washing our hands with soap when we go to the restroom, and it's a good habit, and that's what we should do. But on Yom Kippur, you have to ask yourself, did I touch anything with both hands? Do I really have to wash both hands? What got dirty? And that's your call. No one's going to tell you what to do, obviously, but what's permitted is what's necessary, and that's up to a person to know what's necessary. So that's with regards to washing with soap.